Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall.
Welcome back. Today we're going to talk about diet as it relates to a treatment for ADHD.
We're talking about nutrition.
Nutrition, yes.
We don't use the word diet.
Yeah, I don't like the word diet.
First three words of diet is?
The first three
letters.
Oh, D-I-E. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Don't die. That's what my grandmother used to tell me.
There's dying.
There's no dying.
We're not allowed
diet.
To die.
Wait,
that's right.
Okay, never mind.
Talking about nutrition. The graduate.
Yeah.
Beginning of the graduate, the guy pulls him aside, Dustin Hoffman aside, and says, one word, plastics. Right? Remember that?
Yeah. I haven't seen that in a long time.
Here, one word,
protein.
Protein. Right.
Yeah. We're going to talk about diet today. And we've talked about it before. And we've talked about...
Everything's moving.
I don't know. Somebody hit
earthquake.
Somebody hit the monitor a little bit.
Who
there.
It must have been you.
Somebody little ADHD.
It bothers him. You have to know, if you're listening to these or watching it in particular, it bothers him every time something goes wrong. Like if the screen's a little bit off or somebody touches the screen or kicks the camera. Really bothers him. I'd like to do it on purpose. But
I like how he says somebody.
I'd like to
never
do
me.
I'd like to do it on purpose, but I have enough. No, but I won't do that to him because it really does.
But I do it enough times accidentally, too.
But I do it enough times accidentally to make up for all the times I'd like to do it on purpose.
Yeah. But we're going to talk about diet today.
We're going to talk about nutrition today.
Yes.
Foods that we eat and their relationship to ADHD.
Yeah.
Interesting topic. The one thing everybody talks about is, sugar. Sugar's not the problem.
Right.
It is a problem.
Right.
It is not the problem that everybody thinks it is.
Not in the way that people
not
think it is.
Not in the way. Right. That's right.
Because we'll get to that. Because we've talked about this a number of times before. We did an entire podcast just on sugar before, for example. But it's not a problem in the way that people think that it's a problem.
Exactly.
It is a problem.
Sugar is a problem, but you need to understand how it's a problem and why it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's a lot of misinformation and lack of information about sugar. And the whole issue of ADHD and food, or behavior in general and food, is a misunderstood topic. Mm-hmm. And so we hope to clarify some of those things today. I think we will.
Yeah.
As they say, it's not rocket science, but there's a lot of misinformation and there's a lot of missing information that people just don't know about.
Right. So I guess we can start with sugar. Why not? We've been talking about it for five minutes now. So when it comes to sugar, people tend to have the incorrect impression that sugar causes ADHD.
Right. That when my child eats sugar, he or she becomes much more active.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Now, that is... There's several roots for that, some of which are accurate and some of which are inaccurate.
Right.
It's very accurate to say that somebody who consumes a great deal of carbohydrates, sugar, simple carbohydrates like sugar, sugar behaves in the body as a primary fuel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your body and your cells need sugar to function, to do what they're supposed to do.
Right.
So when you consume a lot of complex, or especially a lot of simple sugars, they process very, very quickly, your body gets a lot of fuel. And so there is the possibility of becoming active.
It's why we advise people not to eat late at night.
Right.
Because it interferes with sleep, because you've just loaded your body with energy.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. I mean, your body's going to convert everything to glucose anyway. And so... if you eat before you go to bed, you're refueling your body, mm-hmm. and you become a little more active. Right. And that's why you might feel tired for one reason, right. but actually you're really energizing your body.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
And if you put just pure sugar, mm-hmm. or the simple sugars, you're really getting a quick, an immediate hit yeah. of energy.
Because those sugars are, those carbohydrates are processed so quickly.
Right.
And when it comes to things like high fructose corn syrup, mm-hmm. and the like, that's even worse, right. because they get in there super quick, and they're mm-hmm. highly potent right. Carbohydrates. And so it really affects your system. And so in that sense, though, it can produce some overactivity.
Right.
Doesn't cause ADHD.
Right.
It causes some overactivity.
Causes, right. An increase in energy.
Right. right. At that time. Mm-hmm. So you may become fidgety. You may talk more. Mm-hmm. You may do some of those things, but not necessarily, it doesn't cause ADHD. Mm-hmm. And truthfully, people with ADHD, sugar doesn't respond more strongly or more significantly mm-hmm. to people with ADHD than it does to people without ADHD. Right. Let's think about, yeah. you know, think about it for just a moment. Mm-hmm. Sugar is a stimulant.
Right.
We use stimulants to treat ADHD. Mm-hmm. So intuitively, right. you know, medication-wise, thinking about caffeine as a potential, or I'm sorry, just sugar or any type right. of stimulant mm-hmm. as an energy, that is what we use to treat ADHD, mm-hmm. not... it doesn't worsen ADHD. Okay. So that misconception there is, I think, important because a lot of parents, you know, I'm perfectly cool with people not giving their kids with ADHD sugar. Right. That's great. But you're not doing it for the reason that you're thinking you're doing it.
Right.
You know, you're not doing it because mm-hmm. the sugar makes their ADHD worse. Right. That's not really why it's effective. Mm-hmm. So be cool there. But what sugar does is it creates a cascade of events that creates problems, okay. right? So you eat the sugar, you eat the simple yeah. complex, right. or right. simple complex, good mm-hmm. grief, simple carbohydrates, and you get a spike in your blood sugar.
Right.
Your body responds by releasing, you know, insulin, mm-hmm. and then you have a drop in right. blood sugar. Because your body typically, until you have diabetes, your body does right. a pretty good job of getting rid of the sugar in your system.
Right.
But then you go from hyperglycemic, right. too much sugar, mm-hmm. to hypoglycemic, which is right. not enough sugar. And your body doesn't like that. Mm-hmm. And so you get fidgety, you get shaky, you start to get irritable right. because your body says, whoa, we need fuel because we don't have any glucose because right. we just, you know, insulin just took care of all that. And so then you start getting agitated and irritable and cranky and those kinds of things.
I was just thinking about breakfast foods. You know, breakfast foods are Danish sweet rolls, donuts, pancakes, waffles, mm-hmm. Sweetened cereal,
yeah.
Sweetened beverages.
Simple sugar, simple sugar, simple sugar.
Right. There was a time, not long ago, that it made sense to eat those kinds of breakfasts. Of the Amish mm-hmm. in Pennsylvania, they will eat pies, mm-hmm. a whole pie for breakfast. Mm-hmm. Large amounts of breads and jams and mm-hmm. jellies and honeys. But I got to thinking that they needed the energy mm-hmm. because they had to work until their next meal. They probably wouldn't eat again for 4 or 5 hours,
right.
maybe longer. So they needed all that fuel.
Right, because they were active.
Right. And by the time the fuel ran out, it was time for another meal.
Right.
Because they had been working right. all morning. So they needed another large meal mm-hmm. For lunch so that they could continue working in the afternoon.
Right.
We have reversed all mm-hmm. of that now. Now, if you eat that kind of breakfast mm-hmm. and go to school.
Or work, where you're just sitting there.
Or where you're sitting, someplace mm-hmm. where you're sitting. That fuel is going to wear off mm-hmm. at about 10 or 10:30, several hours later, mm-hmm. and you're going to crash.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you haven't mm-hmm. used it up.
Right.
You haven't used the energy up.
Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Because so, we shouldn't eat that kind of stuff in the
right.
morning.
Right.
I mean, that's exactly. the worst thing you can eat in the morning.
Right. Yeah. And so we get back to the more traditional, quote unquote, traditional breakfast of eggs and bacon and
protein
things. And that's what we really should be eating. If you're going to have breakfast, that's what you should be eating.
If you're going to work or school,
you
should eat a high protein breakfast.
Right.
Or very complex carbohydrates.
Right.
Or vegetables. It's almost your evening meal should be for breakfast.
Just about.
Have a hamburger.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. That's, yeah. Well, we'll get into a discussion about breakfast later at some other time.
But yeah, you want the protein in the morning. Okay.
Right. Right. Yeah. So we have to. We need to avoid sugar not because it causes ADHD, but because it causes a lot of problems with our biology, a lot of problems with the way that our body functions, and because it does have a negative effect on our behavior and our emotions and things like that. And so we need to steer clear of sugar. And we've talked about before, you know, the relationship between high sugar diets and Alzheimer's and diabetes and cognitive decline and lots of other things. So sugar is not your friend.
Yeah. And the other thing to remember is that we want all those neurotransmitters and hormones in our brain, and all of those are extracted from food.
Right.
But the food has to be high-quality food. It doesn't extract it from Pop-Tarts and, you know, you have to have real food, raw, real food, and the more complex, the better.
Right.
And so, you know, keep that in mind, that if you keep three things, one is protein.
Mm-hmm.
The other is sugar,
right?
And the third is additives,
right?
Okay, so if you low sugar, low additives, because the additives are usually in simple, processed foods,
things in boxes,
right?
And this is where we get to things like the Feingold diet,
right?
You know, Feingold, what is it, back in the 70s? Dr. Feingold started this movement, and it continues today, even though I think he passed away some time ago. His movement continues with the Feingold diet that says, basically, let's get rid of additives.
Right.
Additives and preservatives. We need to get rid of those things from our diet, because if we do so, we're going to see better behavior, in some cases, an improvement in ADHD symptoms and the like. Right. So he was big proponent of getting rid of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And so between sugar and additives, you know, if we got rid of those things.
If you could eliminate those two.
As much as possible.
Right. Even if you can't eliminate them altogether, probably. But if you could eliminate most of those processed and foods with additives in them. And we're talking about coloring, chemicals, all those things you can read on the package labels.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the additives, I think, it's an interesting phenomenon to me, because we hear, I have certainly seen firsthand attempts to eliminate specific additives like red dye, yellow dye, and that were not effective in changing anything. I don't think it's so much specific additives like that. I think that's where we get into problems with so much of the inconsistency in report.
Right.
I think that what we really need to do is look at additives as a whole and say, you know, because if you have red dye, yellow dye, MSG, and all of these different additives, it may be the accumulation of all of them together that's really creating the problem.
That's right. This stew that you you have all these ingredients and you don't know which is the culprit.
Right.
So by eliminating as many as you can, you're on the right track.
Right.
So part of your nutrition is to eliminate sugar and to eliminate additives as much as you can.
Right.
And go back to whole, real foods.
Right.
You know, what are the ingredients of a green pepper?
Right.
There's no ingredients on the box, you know, because it's just a single thing.
Right. Yeah. So, and when you think about what you mean by whole foods, we're thinking about, you know, fruit.
Right.
Fruit is high in sugar, but it's complex sugar. It's complex because it has dietary fiber, which most of your sugar foods don't have, because even when you think about fruit juice, the process of juicing the fruit removes the most of the fiber.
The fiber,
right. Because you're not, they throw you're that not out. Eating the meat of the fruit.
Yep.
So you have to have the entire fruit to really be able to benefit from the what you're
looking for. My first child years ago, he wouldn't drink fruit orange juice with pulp because he called them bitties. There's bitties in there, and it offended his. You know, he said, "I don't want the bitties." So you know, you take all the good stuff out. You're right. When you juice, you're taking most of the good stuff out because you want that fiber.
Right. Well, especially the factory juicing. Oh, you know, if you have a, you know, there's some juicers at home where you put a carrot in and the entire carrot turns into the juice.
Right.
You know, that's a different process because of course you're getting a lot of that fiber still. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're getting something in a bottle from the store, you're probably not getting that unless you're paying a lot more than it would cost to get a bundle of carrots.
Carrots, right?
You know. So with your diet, and when you're thinking about the diet for managing ADD and ADHD, you want to get rid of the sugar, decrease it as much as you can, especially the simple sugars. Mm-hmm. You want to decrease the additives as much as you can, and you want to boost the protein.
Right.
You know, and that combination tends to be pretty effective in helping to make sure that you have a good, healthy, balanced nutritional plan.
Right.
And the potential of helping to manage some of those, that variability in ADHD symptoms.
Right. But what do you want to add now? You take those two things out, you want protein. What do you want to add?
Yeah. Well, we're going to get to supplements tomorrow.
Right.
We're going to talk tomorrow about nutritional supplements because there are a lot of additional things that we want to be able to bring on to our add into our diet, along with the protein, so that we can have a more whole nutritional plan.
Right.
Because we got to think about things like omega-3 and zinc and magnesium and some of these other nutritional supplements that are essential from the perspective we only get them from our diet or unless we take them, you know, as a supplement. So we're going to talk about those. You're looking for something specific in this article.
Yeah, they talk about them here.
Right.
They talk about, but they talk about them tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
So just to say to readers, we're going to talk about those.
Yeah.
And they appear in both articles.
Yeah, okay, in the article that we're posting, linking today, there is some discussion about some of the supplements.
Right.
Absolutely. And so, tomorrow, when you're reading, you'll find those, but the one tomorrow is going to be more specific about those.
About supplements. Mm-hmm. And so get if you're interested in supplements, make sure you read both of these, today's and tomorrow's.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because it's...
Lots of good... There's really, really good information in both articles about supplements.
Yeah.
So, this is as good as I've seen.
Yeah.
On supplements.
Absolutely. And the one that we're posting today is in Attitude magazine. It's written by a physician.
Right.
So it's good stuff.
Right.
So.
Right.
All right.
Yep.
That's it for today then.
Okay.
Until next time. Stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We would be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning.